OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your man, DJ Team. We back live one more time, you know what I'm saying? Today, we got two special guests. We got Big Country, a.k.a. Big Pump, along with Richard Rogers.
Howdy,
great.
Yeah.
Let's do
it. What
it
do, what it do?
Knight Rider, take it away.
Beats Planet.
Dang, I think they're cheering for me, man. Man, times have changed, man. It's like nowadays when I go in the club, I feel like I made it, man. I get so much attention. Everybody on my dick. But hey, man, let me tell you something about that though, man. Here it go.
When I hit the club, all these bitches go crazy. Oh, I think I made it. Swag skyscraping. Well, I stay high like I'm Superman caping. Bitches want my baby. Tell them what they think.
Everybody to Let's Face Reality. You know what I'm saying? You now back live with DJ Team in the 18, but today we're doing something a little different. We got two special guests, Richie Rogers, straight out of Greenville. Stand up, go ahead and rip yourself one time for the crowd.
Man, y'all already know this, the kid, Richie Rogers, flybyclub.com. You can hit me up. Shout out Business Boy. We in here.
That's what's up, man. Most Def. And on the other hand, we got Big Country, straight out of Franklin County, Georgia. Dobai, a.k.a. Big Corn. Holla at one time, Gunn.
Hell, what's going on? I'm trying to get my drink on, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Nah, we do. Hey, gotta live it up, man. But, before we get deep into details on this show, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring in a caller right quick. Let him discuss, shoot some little questions to him right quick, man. Put in my studio, see what he got to say about our topic. Clarence.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on with you? What's going on?
Man, chilling, man. What's up?
That's what's up, man. Just trying to make it, man. Just trying to make it, man. Hope you're enjoying the show. Even though it just started, it's going to get even hotter as we proceed. Believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, today's topic is on successful artists and the rumors of the Illuminati. How do you feel about the Illuminati, Clarence?
Me, man, I've been hearing about it, and I just feel like it's a lot of different ideas and views about it, but, like, I ain't never really seen, like, one person really break it down for me and explain what it is. I feel like it's just a lot of he say, she say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like
that's
folks
good.
Is going off of what they hear and they're saying this and that, but I don't really think nobody know exactly what they be talking about.
Yeah. Hey, you got to keep it real. You got to keep it real, man. Let's face reality. I personally, man, I feel like it's all BS, man, to be honest with you. You know, 18, Richie, Cunt,
yeah.
Y'all got anything to say towards that?
I personally believe, you know what I'm saying, it's a higher power out there that does control a lot of things. But at the same time, I think people need to stop trying to put it on every single new artist that come in the game. Like, ever since the Illuminati got big, every single person that come in the game that gets hot, to get a little money, they try to put it on them. I don't think every single artist that's big is Illuminati, but I do believe they out there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I can dig that, man, because, you know, they saying the topic is going around trending that Drake is actually depressed and going through phases because supposedly he sold his soul to the Illuminati. Y'all heard about that?
I didn't hear about that shit. I seen a video on YouTube where he was like, he was talking about his album. And he made this statement saying, like, It's like his purity in his past and the new future he about to endeavor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the statement kind of made it seem like he might be
a puppet
for the Illuminati. Yeah.
That's my point. You can't make a regular statement. That's basically a regular statement, though. You feel me?
True.
Yeah, I'm saying nowadays you can't even make any type of statement that has anything that's close to that, or they're gonna say you Illuminati automatically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as far as people selling their soul, I be feeling like it's artists out there that I relate to too much. I relate to a lot of artists too much to for them not to have a soul. You feel me? Like a lot of people put a lot of real shit in their music.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like artists like Eminem. Eminem ain't got nothing but passion, and like Park had nothing but passion. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. A person
and they
with that passion.
Illuminati. Yeah.
But I see. There's a lot of artists out there who go through a visible transition after they been out and they get hot, and then they just don't be the same person no more. I think folks really be addressing those type of artists that show like a drastic change in their swag and just their music and everything about them change up the bigger they get.
Definitely, I can dig it. I can dig all the questions, man. I mean, I can dig all the responses, man. Most definitely. Because everybody's making sense with it, but at the same time, who really knows? I truthfully don't know. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if you Google Illuminati, you get tons of results where people are just blowing the internet up crazy, man. Over the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we got anybody out there, man, listening, you know what I'm saying? If you called in to listen, that's all good. If you called in to actually give a response, call in now, 718-664-6543, because we want to hear everybody's opinion on this topic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Definitely. If you want to call in and speak to any one of the co-hosts, definitely do that too. A-Team on deck. We got Rich Rogers on deck.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Big Turn on deck. Got Clarence on deck. Anybody can call in and make something happen. So you got plenty of people to talk to. You can talk to myself, DJ Team, if you want to. I mean, you're going to get some straight-up answers, though. I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, if you're calling in and you don't believe in it, that's cool. But if you do, don't be upset when somebody else in the clique don't. You know what I mean? Straight up. If you're independent,
I know.
You just want to call in and shout out a link or shout out yourself, feel free to do that too. Anytime during the show, 718-664-6543. What was you saying, Clarence?
I ain't said nothing, man. Just listening in, bro.
Okay, good. And I heard somebody say something.
Yo, this is Costco. I know some niggas that are going that shit hard, so they're believing that shit, so, bro.
Damn, who that?
Huh?
You said you seen or you know?
I said I know, like, you know, heard about some niggas that believe in that shit hard, man. Like, that's their religion or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the Illuminati and all the end of the world talk, I feel like if you can't do, you know what I'm saying, ain't that one single man can do by itself to stop something if it really is outdoor or if it is as big as they say it is.
Yeah.
So I say don't even live your life stressing about it, you feel me? If the world is here, and the Illuminati is right here, I say you live every day like it's your last then.
You got to, because it's bigger than that.
Yeah, the situation is bigger than your power. That's why it's called a higher power. You can't do nothing about it. Straight up. You can't do nothing about it. You just gotta sit back and let it happen.
Yeah, just maintain your own lane. That's it.
Definitely, man. But, shit, man. The last time I checked, man, Tupac was, you know, that's my favorite artist, man. I'm going to be honest. If y'all don't like them, I don't really care, but that's my favorite artist. And check this.
That's one of mine, too.
Yeah, but check this. You know his Columinati album, The 7-Day Theory, whatever?
Yeah.
They say that's actually based on Illuminati Waves. What's
man,
y'all think
fuck
about
all that?
That.
Fuck all that.
I mean, that nigga was against that shit, man. He was against
that. Yeah, that's why he put that K in front of it, kill him. That's what he. That's what he was saying. Not this.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. If they are out there, if they are listening.
Yeah.
But you gotta think though, Pac was a philosopher. You know, the Machiavelli, the 7-Day Theory, the Illuminati, all that. He was into that shit. He was deep. I mean, he liked to read.
Yeah.
He was educated. He knew what he was talking about. So. I mean, you can't take shit at face value. I don't think he had anything to do with it. But, I mean, I think he was kind of into it, kind of researching, talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that could have been, that could have contributed to him losing his life early. Him actually being one of the few rappers out there that was actually speaking on that subject and bringing it to the light.
Could be.
True. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this ain't nothing new. This is something that's been around for hundreds of years, rumors and all this. I mean, this is something way before the internet, way before rap, way before any of this, going back to, you know, hundreds of years. They supposedly, I mean, you know, I don't know if it's real or not, but they supposedly be running shit or interfering, however you want to look at it.
Definitely.
Like I said, man, you never can tell. But, hey, that's the beauty of it, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like Richie said, you got to live every day like your last, regardless. Even if it is, you can't stress over it. The more you stress over it, the more time you put in to that situation, you could be been doing something way better than what you was already doing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I gotta say I agree with Richie on that one. Live every day like your last. But at the same time, Big Country, I really, you know, I'm digging yours too, man, because Pac really was intelligent. You know, he was a big reader. He was all into that. Matter of fact, the 7-day theory, he got actually from, I mean, Machiavelli. His name Machiavelli. There was actually a Prince Machiavelli back in the day that did supposedly what Pac was saying he was doing. You see what I'm saying? So it is true, mm-hmm. You know, he was deep into it as far as a reader. As far as affiliated with it, hands-on, I don't know. You know, but the man did die young, you know, and last I checked, you know, they didn't really find nobody that did the shooting unless they found now. So for a long time, though, it's a mystery. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of deaths like that too, man. That supposedly the Illuminati had something to do with. Like what's that president got assassinated? JFK. They said Illuminati had something to do with that. Of course, Martin Luther King.
Malcolm X.
Yeah, Malcolm X. A lot of people.
There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers out there and died.
Yeah.
Just dying for no reason. Talking about natural causes and shit. I don't believe
Abraham Lincoln.
Niggas got murdered, dog.
Yeah.
So you saying every last one of them got knocked off?
Hell yeah. Hey,
come on, niggas dying out of way.
I do got one question, though. What y'all really think? I probably shouldn't talk about it. But what y'all really think happened to Jimmy Hoffa? You think the Illuminati got his ass?
I really think he was a good hide. I think that nigga played. He played hide and seek well enough, and he finally died wherever the fuck he was hiding at, and they still can't find him.
Straight up.
That was natural causes. He died of old age from a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, man, if anybody out there, man, y'all want to discuss that, man, 718-664-6543. Don't be scared to call in, man, because, like you can see, hey, we all having a good time. So go ahead and call and have a good time with us. Shit. Yeah, like man. Big Cunt, let them good times roll. Big Cunt, you rolling good, ain't
you? I'm leaning so far, I'm about to fall over.
That Illuminati now. That's the Illuminati.
Be careful. Hey, it won't be the first time I had to pick my ass back up.
Hey, you might fall when you can't get back up. You gotta slow it. Oh man. Man, life's crazy, man. Life is short, man. But
most definitely.
Against all odds, though, man, I think independent artists are more harder striving people than people that once they make it, I think they cool down. Like, I know you hustle hard to get where you're going, but once you get there, I feel like you should still hustle hard to do better, not hustle hard and get that in this pause.
You know what I'm saying? And personally, personally, man, I feel like as an independent artist, you should have more respect from bigger artists because they've been through your struggle. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm off the Illuminati real quick, but I'm going to get out of rest. That's the Illuminati. Nah, but, yo, you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful. People these days, they don't show no respect for nothing. They don't care if you work hard, if you grind hard. I don't care if you're the dope boy and you sell hard. You still got to watch out for somebody, if anybody but the police. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I just feel like, overall, if you're doing what you're doing, like Rich stated, do it to your fullest. That's what I got to say on it. Real talk. Man, man.
Most definitely.
Man, man.
What's good?
What's your input, man?
On the Illuminati?
Just on anything. It could be the Illuminati or it could be the actual independent artist, anything like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, man, I agree with you when you talk about independent artists. Like, when you make sure you shouldn't slow down, just keep pushing, because a lot of independent artists, they get big, and then they drop an album, but you don't hear from them again. You're like, dang, what happened to them? Because they stop pushing once they get up, though. But, yeah, as far as the Illuminati goes, though, man, I mean, I don't know about that. Could be. Could not be.
Will we ever know? The world may never know.
I know, right?
If you find out, you might get got. Yeah, you find out, you might not lose the televised.
People who do know get knocked off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows they can spread it. They gone.
As far as the independent artists go, I think that a lot of dudes come up grinding and working, and then when they finally get that shine, they finally get on the major label. They, like, throw money at them, and they ain't never had nothing. They kind of, like, take their foot off the gas. You know what I'm saying? They content with this. When they finally get that money, they get content.
You can't do that shit.
They slack off. They slack off. And that's the quickest way to end your career, you know? Because the fans that got you there, like that old artist with that grind, and that showed their heart.
You can't do that. Cause it's every day it's evolving. I mean, you take anybody that's on top right now and go back, listen to their first album and listen to the shit they dropping now. Don't sound nothing like it. It's constantly evolving, constantly changing. You stop, you fuck, you out the game.
A lot of different folks got their hand in your stuff now. Like, used to be you. But when you get on the measure, you know what I'm saying, you got to meet their requirements, too. It stops being about you and what you're trying to say to the people. It's more about what they want you to say, what they're trying to put out there.
Definitely. I can dig
that. Yeah. What up, player?
Well, we had to guess, man. The people who actually believe in Illuminati, considering the people that don't believe in it, do you think it's a higher ratio, the people that don't believe in it, or do?
I really don't know, bro. I mean,
you gotta know.
I ain't did my research, you know what I'm saying? I think it's probably a higher percentage of people that do believe in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that same way.
Then that don't, you know what I'm saying? Because even if you don't believe in it, you gonna like research it to the point where you do know about it. So therefore, you kind of do believe in it, but you still have your doubts.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. If anybody out there disagree with TL,
I personally feel like it's a fad. That's what I feel like. I don't know if y'all familiar with the Troy Davis situation that happened in Georgia. But
I heard about it.
Yeah, you know Troy Davis, he was locked up for 20 years.
That's the dude who got killed, right?
He was locked up for 20 years, you feel me? And a week before he was about to get executed, everybody started campaigning for him. Oh, free Troy Davis, do all this and that.
Yeah.
So he's been in there for 20 years. Where they been at for 20 years, you feel me? The Illuminati, the Illuminati been here, you feel me? It's been here since before we was here. But now it's a subject that rolls off the people's tongues now. Now everybody want to research it. Everybody want to know about it. I feel like it's just another fad, really, though. Not saying that it's not real, but I'm just saying, why are people just now, you know, saying getting scared or getting excited or whatever, however they feel about it, when it's been here forever? It's been here since we was, you know, elementary, middle school. Now, I ain't ever heard about it till recently, in the past couple of years.
True. I heard about it more when I got into the music field, man.
Yeah. The dude that started KKK supposedly started the Illuminati or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
You heard about that?
Yes, I don't even know. I ain't heard nothing about that.
You got a thing heard about
Rich. 18, Richie. Hey, y'all. Much time
what
time? 8. If y'all got anything to say, man, call in 718-664-6543, and we'll take your call after the commercial. Night Rider,
hey, y'all.
Take it away.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes, or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
That's what's up. Call us in whenever you feel. I see you. I can see you, man.
Don't be sure.
Go ahead, get on the phone.
Hey,
talk,
yeah,
I think
the
Illuminati gonna hit that natural
call
on, bro.
Don't be afraid. If the Illuminati wants
you,
they gonna get you.
You end up watching somebody draw and clipping their toenails. Don't be scared. Wow. I think that's what it is, man. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate all the listeners. I really do. I'm sure we all do. You know what I mean? I really do. But at the same time, if you're holding your phone, go ahead and get screen and throw something at us. Give us your opinion or what you researched through the years. I know you looked at the Illuminati. I know you heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just really know what's going on. 718-664-6543 if you're not on the phone holding it. So let's make it happen, man. Let's make it happen. 18.
Hey. What up, man?
You know these people, right? And some people live by their personal book. What I mean by that is they have certain ways they do things. You know what I'm saying? Some people get out of bed, don't even get out on the right side, they get out on the left side. Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people blame it on OCD or whatever, but these people in that situation that are also reflected on the Illuminati. I say that meaning, in order for them to believe in it, they actually live by it. You know what I'm saying? So even if they're not actually, you know,
physically involved with it. If they don't like what you're saying about it, then they own you. That's when them natural causes kick up. And they get gone because they're complete strangers. They don't know what went on. I could be sitting in the station right now and then bang, y'all end up with a gunshot. Y'all don't know what be like, where did DJ go?
Another unsolved mystery.
Oh, nah. Natural causes out in the middle.
some funny shit, boy.
Hey, I don't believe like actual artists are involved with the Illuminati. I think it's like people that's over them that are involved.
It was one time I seen I forgot the dude's name, but one of them was trying to they were trying to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Got too deep for them, and like the people them, you know, they ain't the Illuminati folks, whoever that was running it, they ain't want him to get out because he seen too much. And they done set his house on fire with the family in there, bro.
Wow.
Young, that's crazy, good. Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy.
With his another family, dog.
Should he kill him? Like, did they get out of what I'm asking? Or what?
Nah, dog. They were sleeping, dog.
Yeah, damn.
Damn. EJ Team was trying to hold out some hope that they made it out.
What?
They never know.
Yeah.
Y'all heard about the dude that sold his soul?
Nah, which one? A lot of
I'm saying like the dude that like came out like on TV to be interviewed by that dude. I forgot his name.
I don't know if I heard about that one. I mean, I don't definitely know if they do your research, Pierre, but ain't no telling, man. I've heard about so many. You know what I'm saying? I've heard about
just
so many. Go ahead.
What about what's his name? Soul Train, man, dog. Why you really think he blew his brains out of Diddy? You feel me? Like, seriously, though, man. Like come on, this man started his Soul Train, bro. Now, why the hell would he want to blow his brains out? Out of all these years, he about, what, pushing 80, 90 years old? Come on, dog.
them natural causes that got a little too heavy for him. Yeah. That's all that was.
Okay.
He might have pissed off
people,
somebody.
Too many people running up on the street dancing in front of him and shit. That nigga got tired of this shit.
Fuck this shit. Click, clack, blow.
Man, God bless the dead, though, man. I mean,
yeah, man, for real.
Yo,
rest in peace,
man. Definitely. And all the fans out there, y'all fans of Cornelius, man, y'all don't hate us, man. We just having a good time. That's a sad event that happened. That was very tragic. I'm sure for his family. You know, real talk. That's real talk right there, man.
What you talking about?
Cornelius. Get off that shine.
Don Cornelius.
Don Cornelius, man.
I'm here with you. I was still thinking about selling the soul shit. I've been in spots where I sold my soul for a fucking cigarette. Where was somebody else when I needed that?
Hey.
He would have been, hey, he was showed up, got smoked right there. Damn, pimping over a cigarette? Shit, I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. Feeling right.
Hey, I don't think it's worth it, to be real.
Yeah, nah.
You know, I mean, right now, nah. Then, yeah. That's some ill shit going on in your life. I was in, you know.
I'm glad you off that shit, man.
Is that like a cigarette?
I ain't gonna never do that,
bro.
I'll give you like, in that time, bro.
That sounds like might be a gateway drug for you or something.
Hey, I don't want your soul. I just give you a cigarette.
You just give me a dollar.
Yeah.
It ain't even that serious, bro.
Oh, shit. Hey, I got a question for y'all, man.
Well,
if somebody told y'all they'll make it y'all can live the greatest life you could ever imagine, would anybody in here make that sacrifice and sell their soul?
Hell no.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
Hell no. I'm going to be say hell no, because if it's too good to be true, more than likely it fucking is.
At the same time, if somebody, if the Illuminati came at you and they put 200 mil right there in your face, you'll say no?
Hell yeah,
nah.
I say no.
Nah.
Hell
like,
no.
Give me that shit.
I'll be fucked
I'm
up.
I got you.
Whatever you want. You
got
it. 100,
that
I couldn't say. I never been in that situation. I really couldn't say yes or no. 200 mil, that's more than I've ever had in my life. And I be thinking on this level too, though. You know how certain, you know, I don't know if anybody on here has kids or, you know, that certain family members that you care about, you know, more than others, right?
Yeah.
I got two kids myself, and I've been saying many a times, I give my soul for my kids, you feel me? I die for my kids.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
So what if they put 200 mil in front of you, you could feed everybody you know with that shit. Only thing you have to do is your soul. Would you sell your soul and feed your whole family?
Huh? They could
wow,
take more.
Cheap,
they could take
man.
My life. I wouldn't give a damn as long as they had it.
I agree with both of y'all, man. Richie, Country, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. Y'all know I just had a little girl, you know what I'm saying? And, I can't even imagine how, like, my love for her is so strong right now. I can't imagine how much stronger it could possibly get, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, 200 million, you can shoot me in my damn face right now for 200 million. Hey, she'd be sick. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, straight up. I love my life on the road, but 200 million. Hey, what I won't do for 200 million.
I think all y'all
jump off the
ground. I wouldn't take the 200 million, man.
I wouldn't
do that.
Nah, I can't do that.
Y'all crazy.
Hey, the only reason I wouldn't take it because I rubbed the light. Spend that time with my family through the struggle and make it on my own. You know what I'm saying? So when I do
struggle,
I can really enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, that's why
you got people out here, you know, committing murders, robberies, and all that too. You know, because they don't want to see their family suffer. Like me personally, I couldn't sit by and watch my kids suffer.
But the thing is, you take that 200 million, then your kids ain't gonna have no father. You know what I mean? So same thing. Mm-hmm. You want them to grow without no father. You want them to grow with the 200 mil. I'd rather
drop the
money.
I'm sorry. I'd rather be in the struggle with my family. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, struggle with one instead of.
That's the best thing about disagreements, man. We all got an opinion that we're entitled to. I know there's other people out there that feel the same way, and you got to have something to comment on that. So, if you out there, you listening, let me rephrase that. Since you out there, and since you listening, and I know you got an opinion you thinking about, you like, this motherfucker crazy. Go ahead and call in right now, 718-664-6543, and let us know, because I know damn well you feeling that.
What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do? That's the question. He ain't going to ask you calls, ain't going to creep up, I promise you. Just let us know what's good. You know what I mean? I see you listening. So let's get it going. Bring the 18 down. We're trying to bring the house down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got to. But, and before we, you know what I'm saying, go any further, I'm going to go ahead and set the thing off one time. So, Knight Rider, drop that banger.
Einstein.
Life, oh life, life, oh life.
Your man said you can't chill. Was that a crime or something? Hit this weed, have a drink, mix that lime with rum. I ain't saying lie to him. Anytime you want to leave, you free to. We want each other, I don't need you. But Gene, sure that's what you want to do, is it? Don't be so quick to make a decision. Marijuana just got in your system. It take a minute, a perfect match. Like Serena and Venus, you cold and we chillin'. So what's it gon' be? Whisper to my homie, I'm on one, and I think she want me. Tell me if I'm right first. You can spend the night first. Tell me what you like first. Oh, you like her? That's cool too. I ain't mad, I do too. Literally, she on me, I'm on you. Is you feeling me?
What you think about playing video games? Getting high as a plane, hanging out with the gang. What you think about popping champagne? Living life as it comes, and every day is the same. What you think about making love in the rain? Great sex, better brain. Some things will never change. What you think about me? I've been thinking about you.
Oh, my beautiful angel. I watch close. I was taught that beauty is dangerous. I'm a daredevil, so I get a little closer. OG, so I know that. Showing emotion, get you nowhere fast. Black heart, no cash. So slow down, baby girl. Don't show your ass just yet. Let's retrospect. Compliment your intellect. Yeah, I'm into that type of shit. Know how to roll splits. Ride dick, my type of bitch. Yeah, I like that shit. So what's your name and number? Where you came from, woman? I had a stack last time. This ain't the same one. I'm a man of my word. You a woman with features. It be my pleasure to see you. And you can bring all your people and you can chill for a minute. And keep it real for a minute.
What you think about playing video games? Getting high as a plane, hanging out with the gang. What you think about popping champagne? Living life as it comes, and every day is the same. What you think about making love in the rain? Great sex, better brain. Some things will never change. What you think about me? Cause I've been thinking about you.
Most definitely digging that. Most, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm digging that.
What you think about? Shit hard, man.
Yeah. Right, appreciate that. Richie, gotta give you props, man. Hey,
appreciate that.
718-664-6543. That was Richie's track right there, you know what I'm saying? Another banger, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, Richie, what can they find you at?
Hey, man, y'all can hit me up on Twitter at RichieFBC. That's RichieFBC. Make sure y'all do that. And y'all can catch me on flybyclub.com. That's my record label. That's my website, FlybyeClub.com. You already know. Y'all call in, man. Give me some feedback on that song right there. Make sure y'all call in.
That's what's up. Once again, 718-664-6543. You heard it from the man himself. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Make that happen. Let's get it popping. Yo,
go.
Mm-hmm. Call in and tell us what you're thinking about.
Y'all really know it. Y'all think about that Illuminati.
Hey.
we done scared everybody away. They think they're going to get got. They can't talk about that shit. They know, they think this is our last show. We ain't going to hear from my ass, man.
Hey, fuck that. Stay the hell away from them.
Yeah.
Hey. And then y'all got me calling out my Twitter, my information all live.
He done fucked up.
Hey, we done signed him up, bro.
You ain't hear me tell me nobody where to find my ass.
Y'all ain't setting me up, is it? Yeah, damn, Illuminati, that me?
Nah, I ain't had nothing to do with it, bro.
Hey, y'all. 18.
You invaded EOTM Radio.
What up?
18. By the way,
deserve.
Clarence still on?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. What's up?
What's good?
Hello.
Hey,
yeah.
I should have did it earlier, but I was too caught up in the topic. But, yo, 18, Class City, you know what I'm saying? Basically, I'm talking to Class City Records right now, you know, affiliates. Yo, Clarence is going to be our new intern, marketer.
Congrats, big homie.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
For sure.
Make it proud, goddamn. Yeah, so I'm glad to be on the team, man.
Where can they find you at?
What's up?
There you go, send people up, DJ.
Who next? I'm cool on that right now.
They ain't giving us information to a new topic, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Oh, man.
Is that Clarence with a C?
Or K. Write this shit down. Clarence. Okay.
Yo, what's up?
Nah, it's all good, man. It's all
good.
Can find me at, I ain't really on Twitter or nothing like that. I ain't no rapper. Oh, man. I'm chilling, man. Illuminati ain't got
full-time student.
Yeah, right now. That's all I do.
What school?
UGA.
UGA all day.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
That's what's up. Home of the Bulldogs, acting stand up. That's what's up.
My dog's trying to give him a crack or something. He ate a few crack rocks. It's not getting the time for that G-Day game, man.
The dog on the lean.
The dog on the lean.
My dog's sitting with big
Oh, man. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy. I think that's truthfully why they ain't calling in, man, because normally, hey, hold on a minute. Yo, where'd you go? If you listen to the show, go ahead and call back in at 718-664-6543. I was just about to put you on blast, but it's all cool. That's what I was saying. Yeah, they run it. I'm telling you, man, they heard us say something about Illuminati dipped on us, but I'm telling you. Normally, we got more callers than people that's calling in. Listen, we actually have, you know, more callers that actually talk. So I think the topic kind of got a shook.
They need to put their fucking big boy pants on, come out swinging.
Y'all
don't be scared to call in. Y'all ain't got to give out y'all information like we did. Y'all do it.
Stay here like me.
Yeah, you want to hear y'all opinions out there.
Yeah, you can give a fake name. It's all good.
So what's really good in the world today?
Not a goddamn thing.
Not now, nothing. I ain't got to take two. Got lean, boy. Lean it. Who's your favorite artist? Indie or not, just a favorite artist in general.
I like
Currency.
Right now?
He dope,
New dudes, Kendrick, Lamar, Crit. That's really what I like
Crit,
right now.
Yeah, Crit that dude too, man. Crit definitely that dude.
Yeah, now on the West Coast, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy.
That's the animal right there. Kendrick Lamar is a straight animal.
Yeah, they nasty. And all
what
time.
What genre is that? No.
All time gotta be Outkast. All time, yeah. Outkast.
Thankful.
Yeah, that's neat. Oh, yeah. That's neat, though.
Yeah, Andre 2000, in my personal opinion, that's the best rapper alive right there.
Yeah, three stats.
That's what's up, man. I got two minutes.
I respect y'all's opinion, man. Yeah, I got a lot too, man. But my top two, I'm just gonna say, I think a lot of artists out there are very talented. I do. I really do. But if I had to pick two, you know what I'm saying? I would pick Lil Wayne and Eminem. That's just me. I know they might be so-called overrated and got, you know, everybody on them or whatever, or they supposedly with the Illuminati or whatever, but That's who I would pick. That's my opinion. Vibe with it, don't vibe with it. It's all good. I'm sorry, y'all. 718-664-6543. If you don't vibe with it, call in and let me know something. Straight up.
I'm going to stay away from you, DJ.
Dangerous, man.
Nah, I'm glad.
I'm stuck
hey,
with
man,
that.
I'm going to go with Fieldmar, man. People ain't even giving Fieldmar respect, man. Fieldmar, them boys, man.
Georgia yeah, love, goddamn.
True.
Yeah, I think Styles P too, though. I do vibe with Styles P. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man.
Yeah, Styles nice too.
Yeah,
you can turn
this up. New mixtape. So, really, all the legends. All the legends. UGK. 8x8Z. Just all the southern legends.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Definitely. We all naming some real artists. That's all. You know, we all naming some real, strong, passionate artists, you know, to go off a craft and. I can respect every decision. What's that?
I was gonna say Soulja Boy.
I wouldn't even say that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even gonna flex that one.
Hey,
fuck all that.
Hey, Soulja Boy, I'm gonna say Lil B.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. My favorite artist.
Got respect yeah. the hustle. I gotta do that, but I ain't gotta respect the artist. I'm gonna be real. I'm sorry, man. My personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my personal opinion, y'all. Tell you, man. Everybody got one, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna have one. They gonna keep one. So, you know, but, yo, y'all fucked that up so bad. I'm gonna go ahead, man, and let Night Rider spin it. Hey, take it away, Night Rider. Night Rider. Well, it looks like we have some technical difficulties a little bit. Thank you.
Night.
There we go.
Nine times repeatedly, have you constantly coming back for more?
Lady, T.L. Picasso, Classic City Records in the house, you know what I'm saying? If you got anything, you know, responses on that, call in, let us hear it, 718-664-6543. We still got a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? But, 18, yo, I want to say this before, you know, we conclude the show, whatever. I think when we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, support and successful artists or talented artists, I mean, y'all fucked up early with Lil B and all that. I ain't gonna lie, I'm sorry. And if you're hearing it, okay, go fuck yourself. But anyway, check this. I think everybody in this room right now, in this station right now, I think y'all all talented. I think we're all talented. You know what I'm saying? I think we grind hard. That's my personal opinion. You know, if you want the truth. Real. Who in here would say I'm not talented or I can't be successful? Would anybody here say that?
Hell nah, Rogers.
Definitely. That's what I'm getting at, you know what I'm saying? I know in hell I say I couldn't do something even if I didn't know how to do it. I'd rather tear it up than not do it at all, you know what I'm saying? At least show your hunger. You know what I mean? Basically, what I'm saying is, yo, get to it, man. Show your hunger, man. Let everybody know. You know what I'm saying?
Let
everybody know.
Let your light shine.
Yeah. Gotta let it shine. I ain't talking about that shine big country on. I ain't talking about that kind of shine. I'm talking about that shine. That's
yeah. Y'all need to get on it.
170 proof.
Hell yeah. Ain't stopping it.
Hey, he's successful at.
Well, what was that?
Looking at the bottom of the bottle.
Hey, you know what I quit drinking? When I run out of fucking beer.
No, you don't. You just go get some more.
Yeah. I mean, you going to drive me to the store, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Like you said, live like it's your last. It's my last every goddamn day.
Hey, that's how you want to live it. When the end comes, hey, more power to you. I ain't tripping. Trust me. I ain't tripping. I don't know how. Hey, I ain't going to lie to you, man. If it was up to me and I seen death coming, whether I was a big, successful independent artist, well, I was nothing more than just, you know what I'm saying, an average individual. I probably had to look at my death coming, man. I'm going to be real with you. I couldn't be under no influence. I had to really be seeing it to see what's going on because I'm just that type of person, man. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think you might be right beside me throwing them back. I done seen it. I done seen it too many times. Don't be playing that bullshit.
Hey, I never said I wouldn't sip and look at it. I just said I wouldn't look at it. Hey. It might look blurry, but I'm going to see it, though. You know what
I mean,
saying?
You know, sometimes you look at shit through broken glass, it looks a little clearer, you know?
See. But shit, man. Hey, everybody out there, yo, 18, y'all, man. It's about that time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all make sure y'all go. What? When I find that bulletproof face mask, I'm going to let you know, cause, man. You said you'd take one in the face, man. When I find
it,
I'm going to put you up on it, man.
Definitely.
Just looking out for
it,
you.
appreciate it, man. But hey, if y'all loving the show, man, and y'all want to subscribe, go to EOTNRadio.com and go check out, first check out our feature show that's on the website. And, you know what I'm saying, subscribe to our show, our future show. So, you know, without much more to say, make sure you follow my man, Richie Rogers, on Twitter. You know,
yeah,
yeah. Make sure you do that, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, go get him. Anyway, hey, y'all know what it is. DJ Team 18, Richie, Country, and we out. Bye.
Hey,
Cause I'm the man in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch.
I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers. I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers. I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Hold up, I got them, man. Pimpin' strong as a powder, man. Your boy, man, with a master plan. Take what I want, sacrifice what I can. Hold up, just stop me, though. You live so much when I pop the four. Pop, 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 bodies on the floor. Get the shots while the gun's time to go. Leave me hot with the sign to flow. Line them up, drop them like a domino. Man, these boys more comical. Funny little rappers, it's time to go. Your boy, man, he bout to blow. Two red and black from the head to toe. Ask for the mountains and see it, bro. Pop, 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 stay with it, bro. And if be serious, cause these haters be on him. I think they just mad because they ladies be on him. But don't be mad at me because, man, he don't want him. I send him back to you, P.S. just don't flow him. I am just chillin' and I wanna say trillion. Motherfucker million and motherfucker billion. I'm on this surface with one God-given purpose. That's to conquer the land, cause bitch, I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Still got them, ain't letting go. Haters get mad cause the funds low. Wanna try me, that's a no-no. Cause the 4-4, I let go. Better speed up your cash flow. Even if you got a black mask, folks. Pull it out, cop back, blast, folks. Then I'm a Roscoe Dash show. When I slurge, I slash show. It'll pay like Steve Nash show. Man, bought that cash, though. Cause being broke is like lasso. Throw money like a lasso. Bring back, flip that, throw some more.
Bring it back, flip that, throw some more.
Bring it back, flip that, throw some more.
Got me back like a t-shirt. If you got a problem, see me first. I'll send your ass feet first. Bitch, I'm the man, take a turn for the worst. Leave you in the hospital with a nurse. I lay up in that black hearse. I promise all this is more than a verse.
I promise all this is more than a verse.
Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. Gotta shout it out so you understand in this bitch. Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. Don't you worry, I got them. Don't you worry, I got them. Don't you worry, I got them.